I don't know. Don't know if we're going to make it through the weekend, guys. It's just surrounded by morons. Surrounded by morons. All right, so first of all, let's start here because we got to have code names for everybody. I came up with the perfect code names for three of the people that we work with. I work with at Weyland-Yutani. Larry, Moe, and Curly. Because they are truly the Three Stooges. So Larry is the one, and I've talked about all these people a little bit before. So Larry is the Seventh-day Adventist. And first is like he couldn't work, I think it was on Saturday. And then he's like, well, I can't work on Friday or Saturday. And then he got to where I can't work on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And it's like, dude, what fucking religion is this where you can't work 3 days out of a 7 day week and you have a job at an event company where you work on weekends? So anyhow, Dallas, to his credit, Dallas located his nutsack. It's still small, it's shriveled, but Dallas did locate his nutsack and said, no more of this horse shit. You're either working or you're not working. Shit, does this road get me to the interstate or am I fucked? Where am I? I gotta go. Shit, this doesn't get me there. All right. So anyhow, that's Larry. And Larry is 20 years old. He was going to college. He dropped out of college to work for us. I don't even know what he was majoring in. I don't know why he dropped out, because finding out this information would require me to communicate with him on a depth more intense than you put that over there and go away, which I don't want to talk to these people, especially him. Larry is also the one that needs to go to a doctor because he burps constantly. I mean, human beings burp, okay? But this guy, I'd be up in my office and there's a wall between me and the shop and they'll be back in the shop and I can hear him burping through the fucking wall over the loud rap music that they're playing, and he just burps all day long. I've never heard, he burps more in one day. In fact, honest to God, guys, I can't even remember the last time I actually burped. He burps all the fucking time. It's like, you need to go to a doctor. Larry also, Larry's a 20-year-old guy. I mean, good-looking guy from the neck down. I mean, his face, and remember, I'm a man, so I'm trying to be a judge. But I mean, you know, thin, good muscles, strong. I don't think he knows yet that he's gay. He came to work the other day, and you're going to think I'm exaggerating this. I'm not. Wearing UGG boots. You say, great one. Did you say that a 20-year-old man was wearing UGG boots? Yes. Well, great one. Were they really UGG boots? I did not look to see the brand name on the boots, okay? They were UGG boots. They were boots with the fur on them that look exactly like the UGG boots that girls wear. They're UGG boots. That's Larry. Mo is the one that I referred to as 21. Mo is the one who had sex with the girl we worked with, and then Dallas went off about how Mo is such a terrible person and should be punched in the face. So Mo has delusions of grandeur. That's why he's Mo, because Mo is the leader, right? Mo has these delusions of grandeur that he wants to be in charge of the shop and he wants to run things and he's going to make shit happen. I've done a little bit of vocal warm-ups because I started off this morning by yelling at people because we showed up 20 minutes late for the fucking gig. And you may say, great one, 20 minutes, that's not a... No, it is 20 minutes. It's a big fucking deal with what we do and what we're doing right now. We have three fucking gigs to set today. Three. Not one, not two, but three. We just wrapped up one. We got to go do the other one, which is going to be massive. I'm about to work probably about a 16-hour shift, get maybe 4 hours of sleep, and then I'm going to work a 24-hour shift. I do not have fucking time for people to show up late. 20 minutes is a big fucking deal. And I am already in the mode to start beating the shit out of people. So that's Mo. And then there's Curly. So Curly is the youngest, Curly is the one who, he's 20 and he has the 16-year-old girlfriend. That's Curly. And he's definitely Curly because everybody else picks on him all the time and he's the butt of all the jokes. Curly. Okay, so Larry burps all the time, right? I have never seen a human shit as much as Curly. Once again, he needs to go to a doctor. So now, I piss a lot because I drink water all day long. In fact, I need a drink of water right now because you can hear my voice going out. Hold on. Yes, 15 years of podcasting and I still clear my throat in the ears of my listeners because I am so fucking professional. I drink a lot of water, especially at work. And, you know, dude, I'm not going to bullshit. I take a piss, like, probably every hour. Since Curly has started working there, solid, easy, 50% of the time, if not more, that I try to go to the bathroom to take a piss, he's in there shitting. Because we only have a one-holer. It's like, he is in there all fucking day. The guy, and we're blowing through toilet paper at an unheard of rate. I mean, and then of course he doesn't leave the fan on to suck the smell out and it stinks. I mean, the guy shits in an 8-hour day. The guy shits like 5 times. And it takes him 10 minutes each time. Like, dude, what are you fucking eating? The fuck is with you kids? So that's Larry, Moe, and Curly. And the names are just so appropriate. Like, if you saw these three guys and you watched them working, well, working. If you watched them being employed and fucking around and doing a lot of nothing for 30 minutes, you would be like, yep, Larry, Moe, and Curly. That's them. Holy fuck. Oh, by the way, what in the hell is this? Ugh. All right, I have not driven this way in a long time. I had no idea that this is what this road is in really bad shape. Roads are in bad shape. You guys know all these times when I do these podcasts and I'm driving down the highway, as I'm going onto the I-25 exit, there's always that giant pothole that we hit. And it's, sometimes I wait till the pothole is gone before I start recording, and I always announce this stuff. You know, it's kind of like when you do your podcast on YouTube. You have to announce how much YouTube sucks, and then you do it anyway. So I always announce that the pothole is coming or went by or whatever. God help me, they actually fucking fixed that feeder, that entrance ramp, and smoothed the pothole over a little bit. It's still there. It's still a little bit of pothole action, but my God, they finally fucking did something with the goddamn all my tax money, because who's going to build the fucking roads, right, guys? The fucking roads. So we're supposed to show up. Man, I sure hope I'm going the right fucking way, because I have not gone this way in a long time. But on the good side, while I was leaving the first venue, I did see a really cute girl walking her dog. So that was nice. That helped. That put me in a little bit better mood. So we're supposed to show up at the venue this morning at 0800 to set everything up, because we're supposed to be at the other venue at 0900, or at least as close to it as possible. So right now it's 0925. And I'm still trying to get the fuck out of Fort Collins and onto the interstate. So it's 0800, nobody's there. It's 0810, nobody's there. It's 0820. Oh, I finally come rolling in. It's a little bit after 0820. And Moe and Curly are in the truck with the trailer. And they hop out, and Mo's like, hey, great one, how's it going? I said, oh, it's going all right. I can't wait to hear the reason you guys were late. And Mo says unto me, Well, I didn't know we were on a schedule. Like, all right. And you know, the thing is, that could have been a smart ass remark, like, I didn't know we were on a schedule. But see, I know the way things work around here, and I know that Kane does not do a very good job of communicating to his crew. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe Mo didn't know that we were on a schedule. Maybe he thought this was just a fucking take your time, do what you want kind of day. That, yeah, there's not really any reason to put any effort into showing up to where you're supposed to be on time, because fuck it, it's only 20 minutes. I mean, just because the Great One is going to fucking kill me, what's, I don't value my life. I'm 21 years old. I don't have enough fucking intelligence to value my life. So then Kane shows up in another vehicle slightly behind them, and I'm like, so how come you guys, I said, I thought we were supposed to be here at 0800. And he says to me, well, we did the best we could. And they, well, and I didn't say anything because there's nothing I can say that's going to do any good, but we all know the answer to that. Like, if that's your fucking best, then your best isn't good enough. Just show the fuck up. It's not that hard. And he and I had this discussion a couple of days ago about this weekend, because normally, so if you got a bunch of people coming and they're meeting at our office and we're riding out, there's always somebody who fucking shows up late. Because people can't show the fuck up on time. It's too complicated, right? Because they're fucking millennials and Zoomers. By the way, I looked up the word Zoomer. It does mean Generation Z. Thank God I was using it correctly. And from here on out, I will be using Zoomers frequently throughout my linguistics. So we had this discussion about how people can't show up on time. And I said, yes, this thing of waiting for people who are late, we can't do this as we go into the busy season. If somebody is late, we're going to have to leave them behind because we need to get places on time. And then here we are. It's the first fucking gig of, you know, the busy season. We started on some stuff yesterday, but that actually was sort of low stress, not a big timeline, easy peasy. Today is the day that it begins. We got a fucking rehearsal at 1600 today. We got nothing done so far. We've got to slam this shit out and make it work in a limited number of hours. Okay? It has begun right now, officially. The first fucking gig of busy season, they're fucking late. After we have this discussion about we can't fucking be late. Hey, a great one. Why do you hate people so much? Well, I don't know, because they're stupid? Because they're lazy? Because they're incompetent? I love it. Anyhow, we'll see how things go. Now we're going to get to the other venue where Kane needs to do a ceiling treatment thingy, and he's going to want the lift, but I'm going to need the lift to do my rigging for my lighting truss. And then we have another lift. We rented two lifts from the rental company, but the second lift is broken. So now we're hosed because they sent us a broken lift and they got to fix it, and they claim it'll be fixed by 10 o'clock. So we'll see. Hopefully it will be. Once again, just levels of incompetence. When you rent some equipment out to somebody, don't actually make sure the equipment works before you rent it out to them. Go ahead and take some shit. Oh, so then speaking of that. So I got to build some truss towers at the gig we just did. You make a tower, you put a piece of truss on it, it goes on a base plate. So the truss is a square. A square has four corners. So it has four points where the tower attaches to the base plate. So on the base plate, there are four half barrels that go into the spigot on the truss, and that's how you attach the truss to the base plate with the four half barrels. So they bring me two base plates. One of the base plates only has on it two half barrels instead of four. And then Mo is like, oh yeah, we need to fix this. It's like, why are we fixing this here? If you knew this was broken, you need to fix this at the shop before you load it on the truck and we get on site. Once again, nobody understands urgency. Nobody understands time constraints. All of these fucking Zoomers, they think you just got all day long. We can just, because this is what they do. They come to work and they just fucking hang out. And then it says, oh, we'll take our, there's no, right? I didn't know we were on a schedule. Oh, you didn't know we were on a schedule. Well, God damn it. You know, you're obviously not on a schedule, but I am. And my schedule includes fucking killing you if you don't get your head out of your ass. I didn't know we were on a schedule. And it's just beginning. Oh my God, is it just beginning? Anyhow, all right, I'm gonna relax a little bit so I don't kill anybody when I get to the other venue. And, or maybe I should kill somebody. Then I'm gonna get here, oh my God. All right, so then, on this gig, we brought in another company, we brought in two other companies. One company to do sound, one company to do video. And the sound guys are, they're okay, but they're already bugging me. Well, we need rigging points for our speakers. It's like, okay, first of all, I'm in another city right now, so obviously you're not getting them, so you can stop calling me. And secondly, you'll get your rigging points for your speakers when I get around to it. I mean, if you know how to rig, you can go rig your own shit, but if you're legitimately waiting on me to rig your rigging points, don't hold your breath, because it's gonna be hours before you get your fucking points. Once again, you don't rely on other people. How can you be an adult? How can you have made it through life more? I mean, I don't know, when did I figure out that you can't rely on other people? I don't really think it was when I was in the military, because when I was in the Army, you actually could rely on other people. Like if Tony or Desitel or Scooter or Kevin or John, if one of those guys told me they were going to do something, they did it. So in the military, I actually could rely on other people. And it's the same thing. If I told them I was going to do something, I did it. So maybe I was about 25, 20, maybe I was 30. Let's go long. Maybe I was 30 years old when I figured out that you can't rely on other people. If you want it done, you need to do it yourself. So the guy who owns this company, the guy who's calling me for his rigging point, he's about 50, give or take a little bit. It's like, no, you need to learn how to fucking rig. If it's that important to you, you need to learn to do this yourself. You can't sit around waiting on other people. I mean, I got a 19-year-old girl, yoga pants girl. She knows how to rig. I can have her go do it for you. Oh, wait, I was gonna bitch about something else. What was it? I can't remember now. Oh, okay, so, but that's the least of my problems. Then we got the video guy. The video guy, this is the same guy during the fucking previous big gig that, oh, we gotta work too many hours. We need to leave at 4 o'clock to drive home, or 5 o'clock, whatever it was. So on this one, I'm like, okay, so we got rehearsal on the show day at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's like, oh, but then we have to work the whole show. It's gonna be a really long day for me and my guys. Like, dude, what are you doing working in production if you can't work more than an 8-hour day? And I got, once again, I got to hear this thing, well, we have to drive home to Denver. Oh my, dude, the rest of us have to drive home too. I mean, you knew the gig was in another city when you accepted it. We told you it's in this city over here. Do you want to do this? Yes or no? You said yes. We said, send us a fucking quote. Okay, you knew that. Say, well, we have to drive back to Denver. We're going to want to stay late. I can't, fuck. Once again, why are you in this business if you need to work banker's hours and you don't like driving? I mean, I don't like driving. You guys, how many times have you guys heard me bitch about driving? And yet, guess what? I fucking do it. Oh my God. People, they need to be exterminated. We just need to get 50 caliber machine guns. I know I'd really like to slit everyone's throat with a fucking rusty butter knife. That would be more fun, but it would just take too fucking long. I need a giant fucking pick-em-up truck with giant fucking wheels suspended with a Donald Trump bumper sticker on it with a fucking 50 caliber machine gun mounted in the back, and somebody just drive me around and I just mow everybody down. That would kind of balance between doing it quickly and doing it fun. Because the quickest way would just be to nuke them from orbit, right? That's the Ripley technique. Not that there'd be anything wrong with nuking them from orbit. All right, I gotta go work.